Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Hello, everybody.
A wagon wheel.
Your little wagon wheel with the jam in it. They're nice, actually. Episode 159 of the Stall It podcast. I'll tell you, it's a good one.
Oh, it's a cracker.
Oh, we're patenting everything.
Oh, jeez.
Back on the patenting. You're looking at me very weird, like, deliver a good.
No.
Sell it. Sell the episode now.
Well, I'm convinced. You're convincing me. The way you said that it was good was very convincing.
That wasn't convincing.
It wasn't convincing.
No, what he said wasn't convincing.
That when he said that,
yeah.
I said.
That if I believed you, that was not convincing. I know, you're right as well.
Take it for what it is. Like, if you don't believe me, you don't believe me, but I never lie.
I believe what you're saying. I don't believe you saying it, though.
Which you know.
Yeah.
I always tell the truth.
The whole truth?
Even when I lie.
I don't understand that.
I always tell the truth even when I lie.
But you never lie. You're like Jim Carrey in Liar Liar. You've been coursed.
What colour is the pen?
Royal blue.
And it was.
Yeah.
It was, actually.
Nobody else could have played that role except for Jim Carrey. Nobody.
The script was wrote for him.
Was it actually wrote specifically for him?
100%. Same with Ace Ventura.
No, he auditioned for that. The audition tape is online.
Yeah, I think like he just brings it, man. You know, he just brings the character to life.
That's what brought him to the table, though, was Ace Ventura. They were like, whoa.
He'd done a collection of films around that time. Like,
and then went off the bleeding banger.
Opened his mind to the universe. And the possibilities.
Don't ever do that. Keep your mind closed.
I tried it once and I tell you, it's a dark place.
Don't go there. Don't think about it. Just listen to Stall It. Yeah. Keep it simple.
That's all you need to do.
Don't think outside the box.
Don't be worrying about Aunt Nita.
Be grand.
You can have it.
Come on.
Hey, you want the bananas, bro?
Yep.
Get that potassium into you.
Boy, I feel like someone else in the room has taken their health kick to a new level today.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
It's kind of the only thing I can see in the room.
What are you talking about?
It's a very heavy object to bring around with you.
Significant size.
He's talking about me?
He's talking about that fucking water bottle.
It's a big water bottle, isn't it?
It's like the canister that goes on top of a water dispenser.
It's like a bathroom boiler. It's fucking huge.
It's like a fire extinguisher. And not one of those small ones you'd have in your kitchen. Yeah. That's like a school fire extinguisher.
It's a P-hall fire extinguisher.
Yeah.
It's a beast.
So this is just your new water bottle.
You'd never forget it.
That's kind of the intention.
Like, you might forget, like, a bottle of water.
Mm.
Say, oh, I had to leave me bottle of water in there. Ah, oh, fuck it. But you're never, ever misplacing that.
It's 2 litres, lads. Let's not, like, lose the run of ourselves. It's not like I'm walking around with an actual barrel, although it does have a handle, and it is heavy. It's like going around with a 2 litre bottle of milk, but just water.
It looks bigger.
It's a bit ridiculous.
It's fucking weird.
But I just don't drink enough water. So you know yourself, you don't drink enough water either.
I'm on the water now. Look at the size of that.
It's like a shot of water.
It's like that had a baby and gave birth to this.
It's like this took a piss into that. But yeah, just trying to stay healthy, you know?
Mm.
Trying to hydrate.
And on the side of it, there's like a to-do kind of list, would you say?
Your hand is shaking when you lift that up.
Yeah, so on the side of the bottle, it's like, it's telling you to wake up at 7 a.m. It's not giving you an option. It's like 7 a.m, rise and shine. And then the next one is 9 a.m, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Like, as in?
Let's go to work, for fuck's sake. It's 9 o'clock.
Look, you're out there drinking loads of water between 7 and 9. Let's go.
What are you doing between 7 and 9?
Drinking water.
Bring the kids to the crèche.
I think if you're the kind of person who walks around with a statement water bottle like that, you'd be getting up earlier than 7. If this isn't just posing.
People go to the gym.
It's only 24 hours in a day. Make half of that day yours. They've got loads of hours.
Oh, inspirational.
That should be 7 a.m. on that.
Inspirational.
There's 36 hours in a day. I think it's 24.
11 a.m. is when the slump hits you.
Yeah,
okay?
You got this.
Yes. Nice little reminder. Like, yeah, I can keep drinking water. Let's go.
Mm.
You got this.
And then 1 p.m. is stay hydrated. Yeah, well, I think I'm doing a good job of that. considering I'm after drinking half the fucking... But that's a litre now. When you get to 1 p.m, it's a litre there gone. So you're well hydrated. But it's also...
Just a gentle reminder.
It's reminding you, yeah. To stay hydrated.
Yeah.
How can you forget with the size of that thing? You would drink that just to lessen the load. You can't carry that without shaking.
I've had this about a week and there hasn't been one day where I got through the whole lot of it. Like, I've gotten to 9 p.m. and it says smashed it and I didn't.
If you drank all of that in a day, you'd be pissing in your sleep. You'd piss yourself in the bed.
You're not wake up.
No, you just piss yourself.
Like, 5 p.m. says so close. Oh, you're so close. Keep going. But that haunts me.
You skipped the drink up one.
I know, 3 p.m. says drink up.
The gap's like 1 to 3 p.m. What does it think? You're going to just drink that much in 2 hours?
If you can't drink that much in 2 hours.
But you'd probably finish the bottle in 2 hours.
No, you wouldn't.
If you wanted to,
you could put it to bed, yeah.
You piss the bed then.
You'd be drinking a litre an hour. Would you drink a litre of water an hour?
If I wanted to, yeah.
Well, why don't you? Don't want to.
Right, Coke Zero, to be honest. You fill that up with Coke Zero drinking.
2 liters of Coke.
7 a.m. rise and shine.
Yeah, I only ever get to the 5 p.m. one where it says so close, which is kind of like a taunt. It was like, closer, man. Nearly. Close, but no cigar.
So close. Ah, you aged you. You were so close. And then 7 p.m. Don't quit now. Already did. I quit at 5. Couldn't finish it.
Wasn't able for it. My stomach couldn't handle it. All that water. What do you think I am?
Some sort of fucking... Yeah.
Look at this in relation to the size of my stomach. How's that supposed to fit inside?
And do you know what? When you're walking and all, you'd feel it washing around your stomach.
You would. You'd feel that.
He's having this up there now. Where'd you get to? 1 p.m. Stay
yeah,
hydrated.
I almost dropped it.
It is heavy. It is heavy to drink with one hand. Do you know what the mad thing is, though? That's 2 litres and you're supposed to have 3.5 litres a day. So that's not even enough for a day.
I remember going to a PT before and he was like, have 4 to 6.
4 to 6 litres of water.
That sounds like a lot.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
I think Joe was right here. It's about 3.5 litres a day.
He told me 6 and I was drinking 6 litres. Pissing the bed and all.
Bladder like a grape.
It was just like a fountain. No, them. Do you ever see them like kind of concrete statues on fountains of like
sort like
of,
a cherub?
Yeah.
With a little kid taking a piss into the font.
Yeah, yeah. Always like that.
Yeah. Just nonstop all night.
Just all night.
Going up into your mouth and it's just going in like
I had to sleep in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that for? Did I say something absolutely meaningful for the first time? And I'm just like, that was impressive.
You know WeWork, the company WeWork, the communal office spaces. There's offices around Dublin that you can just rent a table. Like, rent a desk. Bring your laptop, rent a desk, and then there's like a kitchen there. Like an office space.
Not, like, yeah, and they have like, boots and all, where you can like
Do
private phone calls and everything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they have like a barista and they have a kitchen and stuff like that. Well, they got into a lot of shit. But the fella who started it was the biggest fucking cowboy ever. And the businesses, he had started a bunch of failed businesses before he'd done WeWork, which was the biggest failed business of like the last 15 years. But the business ideas that he had was, before he started WeWork, baby grows with knee pads to help them with crawling. And then another one of his ideas that he had was high heels with latches on the heels. Mm-hmm. So you could bend them and close them and they'd just kind of turn into flats. And he was showing them to someone at the time. And the woman who was displaying them, like the model that was displaying them, couldn't get the latch to close. And she just tried really hard and it like snapped and cut her finger during the pitch.
Pretty good idea though.
What?
Execute it correctly.
Come on.
Execute it correctly. Like on a night out of a woman, like I know from Amy, like she fucking loves wearing heels, but like when it comes to like 3 a.m. like going to a taxi rank, it's game over. Like
fold them
she's
down.
Wearing your socks and you're going home in your bare feet. So fold them down, I'd say that's a great idea done properly.
Oh, I don't know. But then the story behind WeWork itself is I might have said it already on the podcast before,
don't
but
call it.
It was crazy. It started out as like communal workspaces. So everyone thought, oh, this is great. Like people are coming and we're all working together and it's cheap. Mm. So you could rent a space for like £100 a week or something like that. A few years they had loads of buildings all across New York, but it fucking crashed because people realized this was not making a profit. I don't know, like I want to do a little bit more research on it before
I come in and talk about it on my podcast.
I know, it's just like thinking about it because we were talking about shitty business ideas.
I was thinking that was the renting one of them storage units.
Go on.
Because I've just so much shit in me gaff that I've no room for.
I have a garage.
Oh.
I'll charge you a monthly rate.
Would you?
Much.
See, I'd take your shit. I wouldn't take your shit. I'd take your shit.
Why? Because it's valuable.
Is it?
No, because I wouldn't trust what you give me. It's just it's just a telly in a box. Don't look in the box. Just a telly in a box.
There's a receipt. I promise. Just trust me. There's a receipt. There's a receipt. I have it at home.
Let's get it inside quickly.
Be like,
what the neighbour say?
Del Boy's garage. Garage.
Garage. Oh, hello. Garage.
Like his garage. Didn't he have a garage where he lifted up and there was just like shitloads of fucking speakers and tellies and... Am I right?
Don't know.
I am right. Only Fools and Horses. Seen it in one of the episodes.
Cleared it. Watched
probably
it.
All of them. It probably happens in all of them. It's a garage, like.
Where I live, the houses don't have garages, but there are garages like off-site. Mine's only like 10 feet away from my back wall, but like loads of them I imagine are empty and abandoned. So you just knock around till you find one with the door hanging on the hinges.
Do you know abandoned garages on gaffs people can buy to unlock the contents in it and see if anything's worth money?
Even watching
Storage Wars.
Storage Wars now, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that you?
I haven't been watching it, it's just like TikTok. Can you buy a garage over here with contents in it? Would it be anything decent? Seen someone and he like opened up a garage, bought it, and it had like shitloads of sealed Star Wars toys and everything and just like old Lego sets, and it was a gold mine.
Oh yeah, hang on, here's an ad from August 2020. A Dublin auction company is hosting its very own Storage Wars as it prepares to auction the contents of 11 storage units by online auction. A great opportunity for fans of the popular US TV show to experience the thrill of the unknown. The units are filled with a real mix of items, from furniture to power tools and everything in between. What falls between furniture and power tools?
Everything.
Everything. No reserve. Highest bidder gets the contents of the auction.
I feel like everything in that's going to be shit. Or the sheds are just shit garages.
You just need one diamond in the rough, though. It's a gamble. Like, it's a gamble. And you're not allowed to go into it, so you're just going to have to look and say, oh, I can see the corner of a pinball machine back there. It looks antique. And I know a pinball machine guy.
He'd be all over that.
Oh, so would I.
I'd be
like,
all over that.
That's like you're opening packs.
Opening garages now.
Football cards. You're just like opening garages down. Oh, a glitzy pinball machine.
Oh, deadly. Oh, deadly. A big fucking drill, man.
Oh, a rookie fridge. But you don't know what you're going to get. I know somebody who used to own a library, and he's 90 years old now. And he took all of the books from his library and he has them all in storage, in a storage unit. And the books are for sale on, like, it's basically an online library now. But there's some really unique books, like first edition Joyce, or like there's certain Joyce books that only have 175 prints, and he has a few of them.
And would he be looking for mad money for that, obviously?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But he's of an age now where he's trying to...
Does he see the value? Like, would he see the value in it, or is he just like, oh, just get rid of them?
He's looking to sell all of the books.
Together?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Of a family member who bought an expensive painting and has the painting in storage for safekeeping, and then got a replica of the same painting, and that's what she has on her wall.
Because she likes the painting.
Well, no, because it's an investment. People buy paintings not to hang around the walls. Yeah. Like, you want to keep it in mint condition, so you're not going to fucking stick it on your wall. Same with photographs or whatever. They'll just stick them in storage for safekeeping and then have to... The same as Rolexes. People buy Rolexes for investments, and then they wear fake Rolexes, the same version of the one that they have.
For show?
For show, yeah.
I haven't seen your Rolex in a while.
I know. Well, I was kind of threatened with it when I brought it out last time. I was in the pub. And
oh, this was...
Yeah. Did I say it last time? When my bike was stolen, I was in the pub and there was some lads there and they were saying, how much would you pay to get your bike back? And I'm like, what do you mean? I wouldn't pay anything. I want my bike back. Like, if you know who took my bike, let me know. And he goes, what about that watch? And wasn't I wearing my fucking Rolex watch? I was like, that's not fucking real, man. You think I'm walking around with a Rolex watch on my wrist, for fuck's sake?
You're a celebrity.
A man like John McGuckin going around with a Rolex, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. I was very suspicious. I was like, these are after me fucking wrist. They cut my arm. I'm like, there's some boys out there that fucking cut your arm off to take that Rolex off your wrist.
Or you could just give it to them.
Yeah, there's a whole rabbit hole you can go down, like TikTok and Instagram, of watch thefts.
Really?
I think London is particularly bad for it, because London would have a huge population of like the mega rich would be wearing those watches worth a few hundred grand. And they're wearing it while walking to their Ferrari, and easy lads on mopeds roll up. Now you know what it's like. Yeah. Now you know how the other half live.
I got a taste of it. I don't like it. I don't like it. That's why you wouldn't go around wearing a real Rolex.
No.
That would be stupid.
You'd wear a real G-Shock.
Yeah.
Or would you get a fake G-Shock?
It's a lot of money to put around your wrist.
Why would you even buy it if you're not going to wear it though? And then wear a fake one. Just buy a fake one.
You'd wear it. I feel like you'd wear it to parties or you'd wear it to events. Or like a wedding. Yeah.
Yeah.
You wouldn't wear it down the boozer.
I'd love if someone gave me a Rolex for my wedding.
Would you?
Putting that out into the universe.
Along with Coldplay tickets.
Greedy.
Coldplay tickets over Rolex at the moment. Not really, but yeah. Oh, your man Teddy swims.
But can he walk?
Oh, he can.
Did you ever hear of a pet rock?
Never heard of a pet rock.
Father Jack had a pet rock.
I love my brick.
There was an advertising executive called Gary Dahl. He was in the pub one night and his mates were giving out about their pets. Saying, oh, I enjoy the crack, but they're just too much work to have a pet. And he joked and said, oh, get yourself a pet rock. And then this developed into a bit more. And he started selling pet rocks, which were just a rock inside a box.
Familiar.
The box had straw in it and air holes. And it came with an instruction manual.
Was that in The Simpsons?
Lisa has a rock in The Simpsons that she sells to Homer. That might be what you're thinking of.
You'd know that.
I made a short film about having a pet rock.
Maybe it was that.
Did you?
It was called My Pet. And I made it like as a joke to enter into a film festival to see if it would be accepted. Yeah.
That's what it is, I think. Yeah. They told me that.
These two scumbags throw his rock into the sea and laugh at him and run away. And then he's like, no! I can't even remember what the rock's name was.
My brick.
I had like a human name as well. But then like at the end, like he's at home and he's all depressed and he's about to kill himself. And then there's a knock at the door and then he opens the door and it's the brick.
How did you get here?
Gary, I think it was called. I was like, Gary, you came back and I won.
How old are you when you entered this?
Oh, so when I got 2017, it was 2017.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. Like people came up afterwards and they were saying, oh, so was the...
Does the rock mean...
Yeah, the brick, does it represent his insecurities and his insecurities is following him around and he can't shake them?
I mean, I was just like no, I was just having the laugh. Like
I was just giving them what he wanted. I was like, yeah, that's what it is. Like it's baggage, he's carrying the rock, it's weighing him down, you know what I mean?
It was in his ass. The rock was in his ass for 5 years and it ended up at his door.
So pet rock, he sold them for $4 each. The instruction manual was actually, it seems, quite entertaining. So it has all, like, how to train your rock to do tricks. I'm just looking at it here. You can get online. There's a section titled Shake Hands, and the instructions is just, don't be ridiculous. You can't teach a rock to shake hands. Page one is, leave your rock in the box for 3 days to let it acclimatise. And it's just complete piss take. So he made these basically as a joke. He got a friend who ran a printer's to do up the box and the instruction manual, and he put some straw in. He sold them for $4 each, which I think is about 20 quid now. And it lasted about 6 months, became this huge craze. He sold a million of them.
A million of them?
Became a millionaire and then just walked off into the sunset with his many millions.
4 million quid.
From selling pet rocks.
Fucking hell.
There you go.
That's a proper good gift for like a Chris Kindle or something. I just know for the crack.
Rock,
just that pet rock toy thing with the box and everything.
Yeah,
get good crack out of that. I'd be like, ah, yeah, bollocks. What'd you get me that for?
If we start selling rocks, I'd have cab built me door in. Did you never see that short film?
Never.
It's on YouTube. I feel like you should watch it. Just because
you in?
Because it won. Yeah. I'm the
rock.
I fucking won best actor for it and everything.
What?
Like best film.
What was
film.
That?
March on Film Festival. So they give you like 3 pieces of information and you have to incorporate that into your film. And I was saying to the lads, I was like, look, whatever they do, whatever they give us, we just make a film about this pure interpretive arty farty bullshit and then see what happens.
Yeah.
And I fucking won. I'm best actor. Stupid, pure crap, meaningless garbage.
Well, it meant something to other people,
but that's the thing about art, isn't it?
Art, yeah, loads of different types of art.
Good art and shit art. Shart. Darren Conway's going to jump through the window.
4 a.m. And he's going to tell you to stop pissing the bed.
In China, there's more billionaires than any other country.
Is that true?
There's more everything than every other country in China.
Is there?
Yeah, well.
More McDonald's?
Probably. Let me check that for you.
What, the McDonald's?
There's more of everything.
Well, no, America is surely the most McDonald's.
I'd say there's 10,000 McDonald's in America.
Oh, more.
Joe. 100,000.
So much more.
It's America.
Watched the documentary on it, didn't I?
Did you?
Did before, yeah.
So. Oh, Joe, you're on a roll today.
Yeah.
14,000.
14,000.
Yeah, still more.
Still more, but.
I thought there would have been at least over 100,000 McDonald's in America.
Only 52 states. Would have guessed like 200 in each state or something like that. Yeah. Thereabouts, give or take.
Why not?
So Texas is the size of France and Spain.
Yeah.
That's like fucking mad. I'm going.
What's the next biggest one? I wouldn't say it's China. I'd say it's India.
For what?
For McDonald's.
UK?
Nah, probably Canada, actually.
Fucking go to McDonald's, get yourselves a quarter pounder, eh?
Quarter pounder and cheese, please.
Hey, could I just get a quarter pounder meal, please? And maybe a happy meal for my son.
Nice.
The biggest farm in Texas is just shy of four times the size of County Dublin.
A farm?
Farm.
Genie Mac tonight.
King Ranch.
Over there, it's not really that big, though. It's just like, oh.
It's King Ranch in southeastern Texas.
It's a lot of land.
Mm.
Imagine trying to round up the cattle.
The size of Dublin.
Four times. County Dublin.
What's the difference between Dublin and County Dublin?
I'm just saying County Dublin as in basically from Meath to Wicklow, everything in between. It's a lot bigger than if I said Dublin City, which would be, say...
Correct. You got me.
Fingless to here.
You got me there.
So it's very big.
Too big. Don't need that big.
Don't know. They heard the cattle with helicopters.
With helicopters?
Ah, yeah.
What, is there a collie on the end of it?
Just hanging.
Just hanging out of it, yeah.
Roo, roo. The collie's driving it.
We do things different here.
So, McDonald's. Second most McDonald's. The most McDonald's outside America.
I'll go India.
UK, for the crack.
Japan.
Ah, fuck, that was me. I was fucking going to say that as well.
3,000. So you're down 40.
What?
Yeah.
Many's in Ireland.
About 600 or something.
Joe, China's number 3 on the list. 2,700.
I had a McDonald's yesterday.
89 in Ireland.
89? Yeah, joking. It's not only 89 in Ireland.
Yeah, we're small time.
There's not only 89 in Ireland. There's no way.
I'm telling you what worldpopulationreview.com is telling me.
Jesus.
And I trust them.
I'd have put £1 million on that if someone said a yes or no answer.
I must have eaten in every McDonald's in Ireland then.
Nah, you wouldn't have.
There's a road trip. Supersize me in Ireland.
Add that to the list. He died.
He did though, yeah.
We're talking about that actually. Do you know that he died and I watched Supersize Me 2 nights before he died? Because I remember coming in and saying I watched Supersize Me.
It was you then.
That happens to me a lot.
Stop watching.
I'd watch
things.
Something or I'd see something and the person would pass away within the week and I'm like, wasn't me.
You need to stop watching things.
Talking about big things in America, what would you say is the largest church in the United States?
In terms of
the number of people who would be expected there of a Sunday?
It's 5,000 people.
It's a lot of people. What do you think, Joe?
I've been to church. I've been to Catholic churches in Georgia and there was like standing room only. And there was thousands of people at it. There's got to be like
concerts.
Like 10,000.
Life Church in Edmond, Oklahoma, which is an evangelical covenant church, has an estimated weekly attendance of 53,000 people.
Holy fuck. A weekly?
Yeah. Pastor Craig Groeschel.
I'd say he's minted. When the basket goes around the
feces, he's only a young fella. Oh no. He's probably had plastic surgery. He's 56.
Still young. 56 is young.
I'd say they make $1 million a week.
He's loads of books. He has a YouTube channel. He's the founder of the church. 1.1 million followers on Instagram. That's how big America is. That someone can be that rich and famous and like we'll never hear them.
No, isn't it mad?
Nuts.
Isn't it mad?
I'm trying to find out how many burgers are sold each day in America.
That rapper, he brought a song out, I think, last week.
The rapper?
The rapper fella. The fella who raps.
Hey, that rapper, is it? Rapper. Is that his rap name, that rapper? Abra, abra, kadabra. I wanna reach out and grab you.
What's he actually saying there? I wanna reach...
Abra, kadabra. I'm gonna reach in my bag, bruh.
Oh, my bag, bruh?
Yeah.
Ah.
In my bag, bruh.
Do you think... So that album's called The Death of Slim Shady. Do you think it's gonna be The Death of Slim Shady?
I think it's just gonna be The Death of Music.
The End of Music.
Yeah.
No more music after that.
There'll be no more music after he drops this. It's the last album ever.
Are you going to buy this album?
No.
No.
Did Limewire. The Stick. Do you get on the Stick? It's funny that that song is like a chart song. It's on every station.
Why is it funny?
Because you never really hear Eminem's song on the radio.
Because he hasn't brought out a radio-friendly one.
even this isn't even radio friendly.
No, it's not really.
Every second word is fuck and this and that and blah. And like, it's literally like,
just like quiet silence.
We brought out another one and it's like called Toby. And it's about like Toby Maguire.
But that's not his song though. He's just featuring on that.
Toby Maguire got bit by a spider, but mine must have been a goat. Oh, get out of here, Eminem. What the hell is that?
You got bit by a goat because it's so bad.
Oh, that's gold. That's gold. That on the penguin box.
It was also a radioactive spider. It wasn't just any spider.
Yeah.
So unless there's a radioactive goat going around.
It was a chemically enhanced super spider.
Sorry, I should have got that right. Sorry.
It's all right.
You mentioned inventions earlier, weren't you?
Yeah.
So, that got me wondering about what other weird shit has been invented. I found some strange historical patents and inventions. Not sure if these were ever made, but they were patented. In 1882, a man named Pasco Plant patented the cork swimming suit.
Is this Irish?
No.
Patents?
No, it's a swimming suit cork. Made of cork.
That like wine corks, yeah.
I thought you meant cork.
Yeah.
The place.
The place.
The whole swimming suit.
So you'd float?
Yeah.
No way. Did it work?
I don't think he made this. Oh. In 1896, James Boyle patented the saluting device. So it was back in the late 19th century, you would be expected to lift your hat and salute whoever you met or particular people. So this invention, there was a device inside the hat. So it was kind of like a four-legged contraption that would sit around your head. And then on top of that, there was a little device that would lift your hat and turn it around and drop it back down. I presume you had to press a button somewhere.
Why would it turn it around?
I don't know. It would automatically lift and rotate the hat. I don't know why it would turn around. Maybe that's how you had to do it.
When was this?
1896. 1900. Otto Hensel. The rocking bathtub.
The rocking bathtub?
Just a bathtub that rocks back and forth gently while you're in it.
That'd be lovely.
Destroy. Get into that. Blading thing. Floors would be soaked.
Especially if you allow a bubble bath.
Splashing around like a blading cocktail.
Oh, that's nice, yeah. Oh, that's lovely, yeah.
Like a waterbed. I've never sat on one, but I feel like I get seasick on them.
Someone once patented a gas-powered pogo stick.
That's brilliant.
You don't hear much about pogo sticks anymore, do you?
I have one. Ollie wanted one for Christmas, but Jesus, cannot go on it for love of no money.
You wouldn't be able to.
Fucking impossible.
Weird fucking things.
A gas-powered one, though. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's a good way of getting around.
The rigging of it is fucking awkward.
There's a company I'm waiting to go public so I can invest in them.
Gas pump pogo sticks.
Will I tell you what it is? Will I give you... So this is groundbreaking stuff, lads.
Is it?
It is.
Okay.
It's a company called Zapata and it's a US-based company. I think it's in California. The fellow who owned it worked with the US military creating weapons and stuff for the Air Force, the US Air Force. But now he's moved into... commercial, it's not commercialized, like it's not public yet, but he has so many prototypes of what's basically a drone, but you can sit in it and it'll lift up and take off. And do you know what he done actually? You know the water boots that spray up into the air and you're kind of, hey, I'm in the hover boots in the water. He made them. So now he's working on like cars basically that fly in the air. It's a drone that you can sit in and you can fly around in it. It's incredible. And we're all going to be fucking doing this shit, I think. I think we're going to be going in and out to this podcast on a little blading. It's like quadcopter. It's like eight fans.
No, I won't. I'll still get a taxi.
A hinged cape for hairdressers. So you go to the barbers, right? And he puts the cape around you. And the hair falls onto that, but then falls onto your shoes. Well, some clever chap back in 1921 came up with this device where... there'd basically be a gutter at the bottom of the cape.
Catch all the
hair. There you go.
And they don't use it today. They just get someone in to sweep it.
Heated boots with hot water in the soles.
Okay.
No?
Well, yeah. Like, when was that?
1920s again, I think.
Like, which of these held up?
These were just patents. They didn't come to fruition.
Yeah, I don't think these ever really were mass produced.
I love when we talk about patenting. I haven't talked about patenting in a while.
It's been a while.
Patenting. Back in, again, a lot of these are from the 1920s, a protective suit for motorists. So it's like a big coat with a big hood and it's full of rubber balls. So you're driving your car and you wear this. Back then, I guess it was a little more dangerous.
He'd be bouncing all over the gaff.
I don't understand why people are patenting this stuff.
It was the '20s. They patented just everything.
Like, yeah.
The beautification basin. So it has a breathing tube so you can submerge your head fully and give your face a good wash.
That's just a tube.
So it's a tube.
It's all shit you just don't need.
What about a clippers to give a haircut? But there's a hoover, like a little hoover at the underneath it, so that when it's when you're getting the haircut, all the hair that's coming off is like woo, straight into the...
Yeah.
Would you have some of that?
I'd have a bit of that, yeah.
Would you?
I have a new invention.
Can't be my one.
No.
Go on.
So like, you know when you want to go to like a shopping centre or a restaurant or anywhere that could be busy?
Yeah.
Why is there not an app where you can tell if it's busy or not?
Google.
Doesn't really give you like a specific kind of estimate, like if it's busy or not. It just says busy at this time normally, yeah, or blah, blah, blah. But like, what about like if every business got like cameras put in that links to this app, but like it doesn't show photographic images or video. It's just infrared of red sections, or like green is like nobody's there, or do you know that way? Like,
because it would probably stop people from going to that shop.
It'd probably make more people go.
Why?
Because it wouldn't be as busy, but then it'd be busy if they went. So I was probably shy then.
Double-edged sword, really.
Yeah,
isn't
what
it?
I mean, though, is
that, yeah. Where it does be too busy that you were like, oh, I wish there was an app and then I never would have came here.
The Coachman's.
The pub?
Yeah. Or a pub in general.
You don't, you want to go to an...
I know you hate Carvery's, but you know if you wanted the Carvery on a Sunday and like, you know, it's going to be busy like 100%.
Yeah.
But there's certain windows where it's not. Click in the app and it shows you.
It could be like a booking app.
It's shy. I want to see fucking if it's busy or not and just go when I want.
You should make it and pitch it.
Someone's going to take it now.
Good.
Good. Go on. I dare you. You'll see.
You'll see. I'll be after you. Be fucking after you.
Playing this back in 10 years, you'll see. Watch.
Joe, your little your helicopter there.
Yeah.
Your air scooter. I found something similar to that. 1932. The Dynasphere. Have a look at this. So basically, a one-wheel motorbike, but you're in the wheel.
And you're going around and around.
Yeah. It's like if, you know, if you were in a tyre going down a hill.
Yeah.
That kind of concept, but you're not spinning around like a lunatic. There it is.
Ah, it's ridiculous.
It's like a big Sheila and someone sitting inside the Sheila.
I'm sure there's a sci-fi film with something like that.
Looks like something out of Dune.
Yeah, something like that.
Mad Max or something. Mad Max Fury Road or something, yeah.
Furiosa.
Mad Max Furiosa.
Was I with you in the car and somebody was going up the road on one of them one-wheel skateboard things, yeah, like a balance board,
yeah,
and he fell. He was going proper fast and he fell and his head nearly went underneath the fucking taxi.
Ugh.
A wheel of a taxi. That wasn't you? You weren't there?
I've seen a few of them around though. I've seen someone else and they were in like, just looked like a fucking tiny little aircraft or something on the ground with four wheels. It was just like real long, white. It was just like real weird. Like it was just, he was just sitting in it. And then he got out and put petrol in it. I was like, what the fuck is that fucking device?
Like a smart car?
But no, it was fucking shaped like a Formula One car. The end, like that. Do you know the bit that's just like comes out at the front of it?
Yeah.
And extends right through until the window. And then it's around, goes down. It's like a Formula One car without the sides.
Or like a sled, like a bobsled.
Like, yeah, like that, but with a hood over it.
Yeah. A bubble, with a bubble,
yeah,
a bubble over.
Yeah. Do you ever see them?
Like something Homer Simpson would invent.
Yes. Do you ever see them?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're mad. I thought I was saying things.
It's mad that someone invented that. Yeah. Somebody saying that and bought it and said, ah, I'll blade and get that. You go under a bus in them yokes. They're very low to the ground. Yeah. Like, yeah, not for me.
No, thanks.
Did you ever read in bed?
Did I ever read in general?
In bed?
No, never read it out of bed.
You ever read a book while you're lying in bed, Joe?
Yeah.
Do you have a book light?
No.
Do you have a book light?
No, I have a lamp beside my bed.
Can you get book lights?
Yeah.
Should you get one? If you read books, should you get one?
I thought you were going to try and invent book lights.
I was for a minute until you said, that you can get them.
In 1936, Hamlin reading glasses were available. So basically, to allow you lie on your back while you read your book, so you don't have to prop yourself up and wear yourself out. And the glasses were like two small periscopes over your eyes.
Oh my God.
So through a set of mirrors, would allow you read your book that you're holding up on your belly.
Lovely.
There you go.
There's a device in my gaff that my granddad owned, and it's like a little mini projector that you look through the lens of, but you put photos in it. Little tiny square photos that you take on, I think on it, I think it's a camera, or else you get a camera with it or something, but you just flick through them and it's just like changes. Did you ever see them?
Yeah.
You back with us?
I'm back in the room.
He's back in the room.
I was just looking up Xi Jinping. I was in the emergency vets last night till 2 a.m.
Were you sick?
Had a bit got a bit of pedigree chum stuck in my throat, couldn't get it out. Frank, yeah. So yesterday morning, that was like spots of blood all over the ground, like from him. So I looked at him and I seen his paw and one of his nails at his back, like just broke in half, like. So we had to go in the morning to get that clipped off and then bandaged up and all. That was grand. Then at like 11, I brought him out to go to the toilet and he came in and he was like whacking his head off the walls and all, off the side of the bed, off everything. And he was just like erratic and running around. It was really scary. Like, I'm not joking you. Because he never did that before. Like, it wasn't just like, it was like, it was an itch, but it was like really extreme. Never seen it. He was like rolling on his back and everything. I thought he was having a seizure. And we just rang him straight away and then we brought him to UCD.
The college?
There's like at the back of it, there's like a vet's there 24 okay. hours and emergency. So we brought him and like, he had like 2 ear infections or something like that, but like it must have been building up and the itching was like so extreme. He was just like going into this like fit of like wanting to be able to, couldn't scratch it obviously because it's so bad, but yeah, didn't get out of there till like 2 a.m.
You probably thought he was possessed or something.
It was like the dog was fucking possessed by Satan, doggy Satan. So there you go.
I'd have called the priest.
I was about to.
Yeah.
I was about to ring Father Paul from Finglas. Say, yeah, possessed dog here.
He needs exercise.
No, he actually does need that as well. Lots of it.
So were you bollocks? Were you up to, so you were, didn't get out until 2?
Yeah, about 1:45. We were in the car, 30 minutes away. Went to sleep about 3. Well, he's grand now.
Is he?
Yeah.
What, did he give him drops or something?
They gave us like this syringe to squirt in his mouth. I don't know what that is, but I didn't really look at the writing on it yet.
Antibiotic or something, was it?
Something like that, yeah. Then eardrops and some tablets. Pugs, man. They're prone to all that.
Yeah.
He's at that age now.
Is he? That's scary.
It's not good. You don't have a dog. You don't even know. It's your own nose.
Yep.
You take a week off work over that shit. Did you? You were only a kid, were you?
When my dog died? No, I was in my, like, I was going to work in this building when he died.
And you took a bit off, a bit of time off?
No, I went in. I shouldn't have gone in, though. Very upset.
When he died?
Yeah, the day he died.
What about when he got an ear infection?
I wouldn't take it off because he got an ear infection. I wouldn't take a week off work.
No, I'm talking if he kicked the bugger.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
Any excuse for a week off?
A week off. All you have to do is take a day off and get a week off.
A week off of doing nothing. You make a lot of money. Keep an eye on that company.
How do I buy in? Where do I go to? Forex?
Probably not Forex. That's just foreign exchange.
Oh,
can I talk? Do you know what? We went to Jump Zone in Santry on Saturday. And Jump Zone's for kids. So I brought me kids.
It feels like you adults could quite enjoy that too, though.
There was adults there.
Was there?
I've never seen this before. There was a load of couples there. Like a bunch. And I just thought, this is fucking weird that there's just like adults jumping around the Jump Zones. Like
trampolines?
Like, no, not trampolines. It's like bouncy castles.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, well then, that's so childish. That was trampolines.
No, it's all like, it's basically one big, it's a warehouse with one big giant bouncy castle, essentially. That's what it is. And there was like adults there, like over 18, like 18, 19 castle. And 20, all on the bouncy castles.
Like Flintstones and all. Flintstones ones and all?
Yeah, but without the characters. But like, yeah, there was adults. And we were like, what the fuck are they doing there? I think that's very creepy. And then when we got home, Maura tagged me in an article that was like, oh, quirky things for people to do this weekend and all, for adults to do this weekend. And there was a thing Virgin Media were doing in the Science Gallery. They had that in it. There was a go to the Chester Beatty Library. And then at the bottom of this list of like 4 or 5 things to do was Jump Zone Sanctuary. Like, what the fuck? That feels like a prank. I feel like all these people got pranked or something.
They still went though.
Probably had a good time, but I think that's weird.
What age were they like?
18, 19, 20. In and around that, like.
They're just exploring though at that age, you know? Don't know if they want to jump on the bouncy castle, they can, yeah.
Either what, if I was 18, 19 or 20,
you wouldn't be going on bouncy castles.
I can't believe they were let in.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised that they were let in. But then I was thinking, like, what is the cutoff point? Should there be a cutoff point? Like, if you're over 16, should you not be allowed to jump on the bouncy castles?
Why?
Because there's kids around.
Well, don't have the kids on the same bouncy castle. You just mean like...
It's just one big field of bouncy castle-ness.
Because like, you don't like an adult's bouncy castle.
I think after 9 o'clock or something, you can have an adult. Yeah, BYOB.
BYOB, Bob.
So you can't like segregate this jumping area. If you're jumping, you're all jumping together.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it's like a warehouse. It's one giant, like you can go anywhere. Like it's one giant bouncy castle.
And
essentially,
it's very kids themed. Like there'll be like giraffes on the walls and all that shit.
No.
Okay.
No. There is an area for kids that are under 5 that has clowns and giraffes and Mickey Mouse and all that shit.
You have your party and all if you want. And yeah. Burgers and that.
That's what they have, rooms for kids' parties. It's a kid's thing to do. Like, it's Jump Zone, for fuck's sake.
Why did I think Jump Zone was trampolines?
I think there's another Jump Zone that could be trampolines. It's not Jump Zone, but
you'd
it's
be
like
into that as an adult. Going a few trampolines, that'd be.
No, I wouldn't. Imagine I went to Jump Zone and I seen you bouncing around.
I did it for free, gaff.
For a joke. For a joke. I think it's fucking bonkers, man. What are you doing? What are you doing?
There's a subculture here.
Fucking Gen Z lunatics going jumping on bouncy castles for fun. Not even ironically. What you got up there on the weekend? Oh, I just went for a few drinks and then bounced around on Jump Zone for a bit.
And they wouldn't bat an eyelid. Just go, cool, man.
Oh, sounds fun.
When people can't become adults and buy houses, they stay as kids, don't they?
And jump
that's
on it.
Arrested development.
Castle.
That's serious arrested development.
I like it.
This fella has Yu-Gi-Oh cards, like.
Yeah, but not in public. No, he doesn't go to Yu-Gi-Oh competitions.
I don't buy Yu-Gi-Oh cards. You're that childish. Like. Football cards. Premier League cards. Like. Yeah. It's adult stuff.
Well, that's why all that adult versions of kids stuff is out now, isn't it, really?
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it.
Hard copies of photographs only.
You don't want that on the cloud.
Was I telling you, I think I got scammed?
Oh.
Maybe. There's a fella selling dogs. I know you shouldn't buy dogs.
Fuck me.
There was a fella selling dogs.
You're like a bingo card for a dodgy fucking carry on, aren't you? Bad decisions, dodgy carry on.
Is it illegal to sell dogs?
No.
No, it's not. It's just bad ethically, I think.
It can be illegal to breed them.
But doesn't everyone just like buy dogs off random people?
Yeah, there's just breeders who like, might be having the dogs in very poor conditions or whatever. But actually selling a dog is not illegal, no.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
I wanted a specific type of dog, a Border Terrier. That's the dog of my dreams. And I found someone who breeds them and I messaged him and I said, oh, I want to buy a dog. And he said, we just sold a litter, it's just gone, but there's another dog that's about to have a litter. And if you send me £50, I can reserve one for you.
Wow.
So he's either reserving me. And then I checked, like I was like, how are the dogs doing? How are they keeping and stuff when they were born? And he says, oh yeah, they're doing well. They're feeding off the mab, but they'll be moving on to milk and soft foods in a couple of weeks and stuff. So after 7 weeks, I think you can take them away from their ma. So I'm going to wait. And I'm coming up to that 7 week period now next week.
Where was this advertised?
On dogs.com. co.uk or something, but he was like in Ireland.
Usually them sites are reliable, like dogs.ie and dogs blah blah blah.
If the English one's probably
and
less.
Dogs were the domain. I'll tell you, I'd pay the 50.
Woofwoof.ie.
Yeah, this is a scam. Dogking.ie.
Sorry, just dogs.co.uk is not a dog sales market.
But there's dog breeders that you can email. Like if you type in Border Terrier Ireland.
Yeah, yeah. There's listings for dog breeders, but just for the sake of protecting the reputation of the good people at dogs.co.uk, they're not the ones selling you this dog.
No.
This is just someone
else.
There's a huge amount of breeders.
It's red,
in
is it?
It's just, there's a listed registered breeders.
I'm guessing they can't, like, fucking verify every single breeder listed here, can they?
You never have a course.
Yes, I do.
No. He never courses, does he?
Oh, yeah.
Does he?
Yeah.
Not very often. Go ahead. Never really hear many courses out of his mouth, do you though?
Don't need to.
You just said one there and it surprised me. You said fucking.
I did.
Does he say that often?
I think so.
Yeah, it doesn't shock me that he said it.
Sorry about that. No,
that's fine.
Dogs.co.uk.
That's grand. So, yeah, it's not the website's fault. Joe got scammed. That's all I'm saying.
No. And maybe I didn't get scammed and maybe I'll have a gorgeous little puppy in a couple of weeks.
Where is the filter? What type of dog am I looking up here?
Border Terrier.
Probably one of the worst options for a dog to own.
A Border Terrier?
Yeah.
Why is a Border Terrier a bad breed? gorgeous.
No, I don't like them.
You don't like them?
You remind me of
an old man.
Of a dorma.
Yeah.
Ah, Joe. No.
You know them
what?
Them
bad dog.
Straw,
bad
know?
Dog?
Bad dog, bad dog.
Gorgeous dog.
No.
Are you crazy?
They look like an old man from day one.
They look like they bark like this. Oh.
No, it looks like they bark like this. A woof. A woof, no. Woof.
It looks like they drink Tuborg.
I love little terriers. Especially a border terrier.
God. Yeah, actually, yeah, I do know one of them.
You can imagine him with a bandana instead of a collar. A little bandana.
He's an all right one. His hair isn't ruggy.
That's not a border terrier.
Yeah, they're pretty friendly dogs, I suppose. Actually, I do know one.
Yeah. He looks all right.
Overly friendly.
Good with the kids, like.
What you think of him?
Oh!
Right, not the worst dog breed, but, you know.
Lovely little dog. He's going to be my best friend. Do you know, because the kids don't like giving you hugs. And you want a little hug every now and again. And a dog, they're just full of love. You just give a dog, sit in your lap and watch Mouth Man out with you. I am.
So your kids have stopped hugging you, so you're buying a dog.
I think it's good. It's
good therapy.
It's good for the kids. It's like
sounds like a good long-term fix.
I think it'll give the kids a little bit of responsibility and independence. And then like in 14 years when the dog dies, it'll come at a good time to teach them about mourning and stuff like that.
Then they'll really appreciate you.
Yeah, because they'll know it's coming for me.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it will be. Mm. Not shortly after either. Not too shortly after. I'll be well past 50 then.
What age
50
will
you
be in 14 years?
No, you won't.
14 years will be 47. Near 50.
You want to be getting a dog now? You want to be able to see the rest of it through its whole life, you know?
That's what I'm saying. If I'm ever going to get a dog, I'll have to get it now.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have to, so.
Have you ever had a dog before?
Always wanted one.
Yeah, you had the area dog. Pepsi.
Yeah.
Pepsi Max.
Everyone had him.
But you never had your own dog?
No.
Neither did I.
I had the two dogs, the two Labradors that my ma let into the house for a few days. The strays, the two strays.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I had a cat for a couple of days in the house, do you remember?
I'd love a cat.
Ugh.
I really would.
I hate cat.
Mm. I love that ad. Meow, 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 meow. Not that one for the whiskers. I know it. I love that one.
When the ads come on, I change the channel.
I love them. I record the ads.
When you're on YouTube, do you ever press skip ads?
No.
You just watch it?
There's a new one for Revolut. It's brilliant.
But that's the plan for the next couple of weeks anyway.
How much would that cost, that dog?
How much do you think?
500.
It's more.
7.
Yeah.
That's mad. I feel like dogs were nothing years ago.
I feel like you'd be just giving them away.
You just like took a dog or something.
Yeah, Josie's out there having a litter. Go around and get one.
There's a dog for nothing. Did you get the dog off AliExpress? Boy, we wrap it up.
Go on then.
Thanks very much for listening. You're very, 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 very good, aren't they?
Mm. Sweethearts. Good night, sweetheart. Do you remember that TV show? Good night, sweetheart. Do you remember that?
Kind of.
I think that's 80s, boys.
I don't remember that song.
I think that's 90s, isn't it?
90s. Good night, sweetheart.
Is that the World War II?
Yes. And it was with your man from Only Fools and Horses, the skinny fella.
Yeah.
Rodney. He was in a film?
TV show.
Nicholas Lyndhurst?
Yes.
There you go.
Nice. Nicely done. Go on. I'll talk to you later. Go watch a little bit of Goodnight Sweetheart. It was great. I would go so far as to say better than Only Fools and Horses. Yep, I said it.
You with us?
You sat waffling out. Is there? For, I just fucking went on my phone, went on eBay and just had a look around, see if there's any cards.
See if there's any Shane Givens.
Yeah, thanks very much for listening. I hope you're all right. And that's honest from the bottom of my heart. I hope everything's all right. And I'll chat to you again next week.
Talk to you.